regularly for recreation. So as any other major catchment, it does face pressure on and off, and those are sometimes seasonal, like rain-induced heavy sediment runoff. So those would need to be managed and ensured that they don't cause major problems down the track between now and 2032 for sure. But in terms of sediment quality, for instance, we are already 40% of the target set under Reef 2050 Water Quality Improvement Plan. So it is encouraging.
And Shanil, I feel when we're talking about the rowing being a requirement, at first it was concerns about the crocodiles. Now it's flow. And I feel a lot of people are suddenly quickly becoming experts in what's required for an Olympic rowing event. When we talk about the flow, what is important to consider?
I think you would want to ensure that there isn't any interference with the event itself. So I would leave it to the experts to actually unpack that and spend a bit more time on it. But from what I know, that you need to have generally a required level playing field, or in this case, a level playing field for water conditions. So if you've got a side of the rowing course that has a stronger current than the other, then obviously that poses challenges around ensuring fairness. So that would need to be looked at. And I think Matt kind of might probably know something about there than I do.
You're hearing from Shanil Chandra and Shanil as well. The water quality, do we need to sort of ramp up management of the water quality before the games?
We need to ensure, yes, that the efforts that have gone in so far are maintained. I know there is a challenge that the council is dealing with regards to weeds in the water. Those efforts definitely need to be continued. And again, there may be seasonal pressures that may cause some efforts to be doubled up or more effort required on and off. Let's just say, this would not be the time from now until 2032 to take the foot off the gas.
Oh, okay. So keep preparations in place. Shanil Chandra, thanks for joining us on Drive.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Shanil Chandra with you there. He's a senior lecturer in chemistry at CQ University and former chief scientific officer, the Office of the Great Barrier Reef and World Heritage. You're listening to ABC Queensland. It is about 10 to 5. Coming up in a moment, when it comes to finding a rental around the regions, it can be pretty tough. We're going to tell you the streets of one regional Queensland town to see if renting and buying property is any different to the struggles people in the city are having. But to take us there, let's have some of the Rock Melons. This Ain't No Sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when he's